poll, New York governor's race tightening as election approaches. By Hannah Blow on September 5, 2022. The gubernatorial race in New York is tightening, as Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican nominee for governor, attempts to close the gap in his challenge of Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. D, a recent Insider Advantage / Trafalgar Group survey found. The survey asked respondents, if the election for governor were held today, for whom would you vote? Hochul leads with 47.8%, just 4.4% more than the 43.4% garnered by Zeldin. Another 2.1% chose Libertarian candidate Larry Harp, and 6.7% remain undecided. The percentage of undecided voters is, notably, larger than the gap between Hochul and Zeldin. What is more, 53.6% of those surveyed identify as Democrats, while Republicans comprise 27.5% of the respondents. Independents made up 18.9%. The New York gubernatorial survey was taken August 31 to September 1, 2022, among 1,091 likely 2022 general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. The survey comes as Hochul focuses largely on gun control in the Empire State, recently coming out against concealed carry. This whole concept that a good guy with a gun will stop the bad guys with a gun, it doesn't hold up. And the data bears this out, so that theory is over. She stated, prompting Breitbart News to list a series of events that demonstrate the contrary. On August 9, 2022, Breitbart News pointed to an incident in West Palm Beach, Florida, where a 22-year-old man retrieved a gun from his car and allegedly threatened to shoot the crowd up. A concealed carrier pulled his own and shot the would-be attacker dead before any innocents were harmed. A 22-year-old concealed carrier stopped a mass shooter in his tracks in Indiana's Greenwood Park Mall on July 17. On March 30, 2015, Breitbart News observed that a concealed carrier in Philadelphia pulled his gun and shot a man who had opened fire on women and children inside a barbershop. Interestingly enough, Hochul's office will not say if the governor is willing to disarm those who protect her, the good guys, as she rails against concealed carry for regular Americans. Meanwhile, Hochul is also under fire for taking over $475,000 in campaign donations from at least 40 political appointees and their families appointed by former Governor Andrew Cuomo, D. Another day, yet another Kathy Hochul corruption scandal involving her campaign donations, Zeldin said in response. Now we learn she took in $400,000 in donations from political appointees and spouses despite an executive order in place that seeks to prevent much of this. Monday's Real Clear Politics average showed Hochul leading by an average of 14.8%.